Never Know. That's the title of this show.
That's the title of the show. You never know what ACC is going to do.
Yes, this is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Asian Cult Cinema. My name's Mal. With me as always,
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown. And this is the radio show dedicated to...
insects.
Insects this week. Ugh. Asian Cult Cinema at its finest.
Asian Bug Cinema. ABC.
ABC. Yeah. Brought to you by ABC. That's not true at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So, you know, we often go back and forth. I know, before anyone calls me out on it, yes, this is the week that was supposed to be part two of Kill Bill.
Yeah, but I didn't have it.
That'll be in like 2 or 3 weeks you'll get that, so.
Yeah, so.
Don't fret.
Don't hold your breath.
I didn't forget about Kill Bill. I'll just probably do another solo show and knock it out, but that's not this week.
Next time.
Sorry about your luck. Yeah.
We got an even better movie today.
Do we? Oh.
A different movie.
Different movie, yeah. This was
a real Asian movie as opposed to like faux Asian movies.
Homage to Asian.
Homage to whatever movie. Anyway.
Yes. We usually go back and forth every other week, and I chose this one. I was clicking around trying to find it, and I stumbled upon this on YouTube.
And I've seen this movie before on there, and I kept thinking, maybe this one, and I kept saying, no.
Well, I had searched and searched till my searching was sore, and I said, you know what? Why not? So I picked this one. I said, we're going to do... what's the other title of this?
Genocide. That's the title on the...
On
the title card. It's Genocide. Yeah, but it's weird. Also War of the Insects.
Oh, like most good movies. It has multiple... do you have anything to talk about, or are we going to go right into the movie?
No, I think we should go into the movie. Why not? Well, I have nothing to say.
Nothing to say. Oh, my God. I will go right into the... first, we'll do the formalities here. Okay. War of the Insects, a.k.a. Genocide, from 1968. All the insects on Earth become wild and attack humans, causing Armageddon. Okay, I don't think that's really accurate, but...
well...
kind of accurate. Okay.
I guess it's like, you know, cliff notes.
We're not.
Are you going to kill some names?
I'm not reading any of these names because let's just forget.
Well, was it Horan, Peggy Horan, or whatever the name of the woman is? You can name that. You can say that one, can't you? Is it Peggy Horan?
Kathy Horan. Is Annabelle.
I knew a girl that in school named Kathy Horan, except this woman
was
a lot better looking than Kathy Horan.
Probably. If not, wow. Okay. Let's see. There's Franz Gruber, Mike Dunin, Harold Conway. They play the world's most racist, angry Americans. And then Kisuke Sona. No, I'm not. We're done here.
Okay.
There's many Japanese names which I will not butcher because I love Japan.
You are the butcher. You are the butcher.
I love Japan, so out of respect for the country and all the people there, I will not say any of those Japanese names because I can't read that. All
right, good for you.
So
good for us.
Yep.
Good for our listeners.
Let's just say I had high hopes, and I think in my brain I thought this was going to be something.
We've got high hopes.
Back in the olden days, I did, but yeah, no. So this one was not quite what I envisioned.
This is a strange, angry,
not convoluted, misrepresenting,
self-loathing mess of a movie.
It's a weird, weird movie. And
there's a criterion of this movie, by the way.
What?
Say what? Yeah, there is a criterion. What? This made criterion.
Why?
Por qué?
Yeah.
I guess the studio that made this, if I read correctly, that produced this movie in 68, it was pretty late. Also, did Gokey Body Snatcher from Hell, another nihilistic sort of movie.
Well, we did that one.
That's a
scary, weird movie.
Yeah, but they were both kind of really like dark, and this was a... This was a studio, I forget what their name was, but not known for horror movies. This was like their two, maybe.
Yeah.
And so they were a little bit different from, like, you know, all the happy-go-lucky or whatever.
That's good.
Sci-fi, you know, whatever. It was definitely like a very... And this was the same year as 68. It was Night of the Living Dead. So,
yeah.
You know, this movie was very angry and hateful.
So let me ask you a question. But
ask me a question.
We're gonna sidetrack away from this. We have the time. Trust us. Why?
We got the beer, too.
Yeah. What? How does Criterion pick their movies?
Okay. They have a dartboard, and they just, like, throw the dart. And whenever it lands, it's like boom, boom. Oh, the crazy mixed up zombies who died and living. Oh, Steckler. This week we're putting out
a Steckler
on Blu-ray. That's the ticket. I think that they...
Are they trying to be hipster, or are they just trying to be all-encompassing?
I think they try to get... They've done a lot of movies. That's number one.
Oh, yeah, and I try to get them when they're...
And I think they're trying to be more... Not everything has to be like this, like these dramas or these, like, maybe they're trying to expand their horizon. I guess hipster, maybe.
Or even, like, maybe just... Maybe they're trying to do the stuff that's forgotten. Cult.
They get into cult cinema. Oh, yeah, yeah. They've done a...
Boy, I got a lot of criteria.
The Eyes Without a Face, you know, they did that one. They did, what was
the other
one?
Two Lane Blacktop,
or The Man Who Fell to Earth is a Criterion.
Well, I didn't like that movie, and I thought I would.
Yeah, it's a strange movie. Gimme Shelter, the Stones movie. There's a lot
I have that box set.
There's a lot of counterculture on Criterion. It's not just like Citizen Kane.
Yeah, well, Easy Rider, I got Easy Rider. I got the Lady Snowblood box set. I got that box set of Gimme Shelter.
Who do?
The Who and Hard Day's Night. All three of them are Criterion.
Those are Criterion. There you go.
I haven't watched two of them. I only watched one of them. Oh my God! I gotta get my butt going.
You gotta get your Criterion.
Because I love the Criterion stuff. It's always the best of the best. Like what they put out is the best print.
They can find
that they have that they can find, yeah, and it's always very all inclusive. Has a lot of great stuff on them, you know. So I always hold them in high regard. But sometimes I get the monthly newsletter because I gave them money, and it's like, well, this is what's coming out this month. And I click on them. I'm like, I don't know what any of these are. And usually it's like some French dumb thing, and then there's some random whatever, you know, Woody Allen movie, and you're like,
yeah, all of a sudden it's like War of the Insects, and you're like, huh?
So, wait, huh? Yeah, I don't see why you would make this one.
I mean, this movie probably, when it came out, people were going like, huh? But as the years went on, it's probably gotten some kind of recognition in retrospect. You know, it's like one of those movies where it's like, you know, we didn't see what a strange, disturbing movie this was until, like, you know, we rewatched it again. Until some critic saw it and went like, oh, you know what?
The layered nuances of the...
Yeah. Anyway.
And I think maybe that's the other thing. Maybe this does have layers that I didn't... Because I just watched this at face value. I didn't put a lot of thought into it. Because first of all, I thought I was getting into some kind of a weird alien versus man, like them or what's the other one with the...
With the Savage Bees.
Yeah,
or,
that kind of stuff. I thought it was going to be one of those.
The Deadly Mantis.
And you're like, okay, cool.
Beginning of the End.
The Beginning of the End was the one I was thinking of, you know, with Peter Graves. And I'm thinking, I was like, oh, okay, you know, this will be like a crazy Japanese version of that, and that would be awesome. No, it wasn't. And it was like not... They didn't deliver on any front as far as... There wasn't a lot of insects doing nothing.
Some of the insect scenes were pretty disturbing, like when they're biting into the flesh. And that's like some Japanese hornet that apparently bites your skin.
Gross.
That's pretty nasty.
Yeah, it sounds it. Looks it. But, I think that was the letdown. I was just kind of like,
You're expecting some, like, giant monster.
Something.
Fun, you know, goofy. And you got, like, some kind of a...
Nazi-hating.
Overripe.
American
hating,
brash, American
end of the
hating,
world,
yeah.
Hating, racist.
Which sounds like it would be right up my alley, doesn't it?
Maybe racist?
Maybe I'll need it. No, the world the hating, ones, the hating of everything.
The hating, yeah.
I kid. I don't hate everything. Mostly,
sure
though.
Sure you do.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going
to
jump right into this.
Try to convolute.
Oh,
try to
my.
Figure out this convoluted mess.
I think we're in over our heads. We'll see. I'll be right back.
The girl. The bath. The razor. The man.
No,
the
no,
terror. The screams.
No, no, no.
The screams. The screams. Paramount Pictures presents Four Flies on Grey Velvet. Don't dare see it alone. Whoever sees the flies dies. A hypodermic needle in your heart. A knife in your chest. When the flies start to crawl, so will your flesh. Four Flies on Grey Velvet. In color rated PG, parental guidance suggested. If you dare see it alone, make sure someone escorts you home.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
I think I should have brewed some coffee before the show. You're yawning over there. Four Flies on Velvet. Four Flies on Grey Velvet.
Yeah, Dario Argento movie, Italian thriller.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Maybe for the other show.
Yeah.
Slow Robot.
Slow Robot a Go Go. We do a.
Our brother show.
Yes. Go to slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com and you'll hear all of our wacky other B movie.
All 275 shows that we've done.
God, we've done so many shows.
Yeah, so many shows. So
all right,
little,
but not. Let's,
so little listeners.
So little acclaim.
We need more.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We got listeners, but we need more.
All right.
So anyway,
but our listeners are great.
Back to it now.
Yes.
War of the Insects.
Okay.
Well,
War of the Insects.
We start out. We're on a bomber, and there's some guy flipping out because he's a drug addict, and
some
he doesn't want to.
Black dude.
And it,
the black dude in Japan.
And he's going nuts. And they're wearing the orange jumpsuits, and they have this atom bomb or hydrogen bomb on the plane. And then, like, they're like, hey, man, he's, like, flipping out. And they give him drugs and then to shut him up. And then the plane gets taken out by insect swarms.
So, basically, the dude has, like, PTSD or whatever.
Sure.
Flashback and more stuff.
Something like that. So, then this plane, which gets taken out by this swarm of angry insects.
Yeah.
And it crashes. And as it's going down, there's a guy.
The parachutes come down.
There's a couple making out. It's the blonde girl, Kathy
Horan.
And this Japanese dude.
And Yuyi or whatever the heck his name was.
And he goes, oh, parachutes. And he runs away. And they kind of cut away from it. They show them like the parachutes hanging up on trees like they always show. And then they show them in this cave. And they're like, oh, well, you know.
And they're pissed at the black guy. And they don't want to give him water.
Because they're like, it was your fault that we crashed. And you're like, well, I don't see that, but whatever. So then it kind of just goes to now we hear these sirens going off. And there's this girl working at this hotel. And this creepy guy's like, oh, your boyfriend should be around. He doesn't want to, you know, and he grabs her and throws her on the bed. And you're like, I didn't sign on for this, dude. I did not sign on for this War of the Insects. And then because the sirens go off, he gets up and leaves. And I'm like, you creepy old creep, get out of my movie. I do not need this. This girl gets assaulted by every man that walks her way. There's somebody throwing her down and trying to rape her. And you're like, would you stop? Oh, my God, it's terrible. Anyway. So now he's like, oh, that's weird. And then what happens next is, no, he doesn't even come back. The sirens are going because they're going to look for this crashed plane.
They're going to look for the crashed plane, yeah.
Okay.
And then I can't, because I'm getting this, it's such a convoluted mess. I don't know if this is when they go to the cave and they see two guys are like dead or whatever, and then they take the black guy.
Yeah, they do, because there's a guy laying down there and he's like, well, you know, because the American army shows up and they're like, we need that bomb.
They want the H bomb.
They want the H bomb, and then they're played by total jerks. They're really portrayed as like ugly Americans at their best. You know, no, everything is always like, no, you did it. That's it. So they find the black guy laying on this rocks.
That's right.
And then they're like, oh, he fell off that cliff. That's weird. And then they climb to the top, and then they find in this cave there's these
two dead,
horribly disfigured dead airmen.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they're like, that's, you know, what killed them?
Looks like
they were tortured to death or something like that. They just said something weird. Meanwhile, our hero, who was making out with the girl, paddles up to the side of a boat and goes, hey, you want to buy this watch? Yeah. And it's an airman's watch.
Right.
So they're like, no, get out of here, you loser. And
then they know, hey, wait a minute, this is like an army watch.
Yeah, you probably, and they joke and they said, you probably took it off the dead soldier.
So they grab him.
And he's like, no, I found it. But then he goes back to his girlfriend, before that. So he goes back and he's like, oh, it was a tough day. Then the army shows up and they're like, you're under arrest. We heard you have this watch. You murdered those army men for a watch. And I was like, man, you're not very good at your job. If you're sitting there, like, even if they had me in an interrogation room and they're like, you murdered them three and you for that watch, I'd be like, you in your head are saying I murdered three people for a watch? An army watch.
Yeah.
Now, come on. Are you know, come on. Like, what? Whatever. I'm like, you're going to stand up in front of a jury and say, I murdered three army guys for a watch? Like, okay. But anyway, so he's just like, oh, I'm really, my fate is sealed. I'm going to be arrested because of this. You know, I'm going to get tried for murder and killed because they think I killed these things. Go tell the doctor who I collect insects for. Maybe he can help. And our swooning girlfriend who manages not to get raped as she's running to the plane or running to the phone.
But there was this one scene that you missed. I don't know. And I think it came before this where he came back to the hotel and he was like, his girlfriend, you know, Yo-Yi or whatever, his girlfriend was there. She goes, where were you? And he goes, oh, I was just away for a while. And the guy behind the counter said, oh, no, he was with...
chasing that white butterfly.
And then he tried to strangle him.
Well, that's right before the army guys
shot. And that's when the cops actually grabbed him and took him.
That was just that one scene where he...
Yeah, but that's when the cops actually got a hold of him and took him.
That's what I said. He went to his girlfriend, then they came back.
Oh, yeah, but there was that one weird scene where
he's like trying to stab him or something like that, and then they come in and they're like, oh...
They accuse him of trying to murder that guy, too.
Well, he was trying, kind of. Yeah, sorry, I missed that one thing. I'm going to miss a lot, trust me. This is a weird movie. This is one of those movies, and this is one of those things where it's like you're stumbling around for an hour and 10 minutes, and then they kind of wrap everything up in the last three, and you're like, well, I mean, I guess it makes some sense on some levels, you know. So now he goes, and his job, this guy's job, was to find rare insects and send them to this doctor for analysis.
Yeah, the girl, she's the doctor.
No, the guy that comes to save him. Remember the guy that comes to...
Yeah, but the girl was experimenting with insects.
But
too.
He didn't know that. He didn't know that. No,
yet,
she
right?
was just sleeping around with him because she was like a triple spy.
But I thought they said that they would. I could have sworn at the beginning of it. She said he said he was helping her find insects.
Well, he said, "What do you do with all those insects?" I do. He thought he was just giving them to her.
Yeah,
but he was selling them to the doctor. That doctor that came down. So he goes, well, Yuki, help me. Maybe the doctor can help me with this case. I don't know how. Go, please send for him. So the doctor that was doing all this lab work on these rare insects that he was sending comes to their village, and she's like, oh, please help me. You know, they're trying to kill him, and he didn't do it. So he goes in there, and he's like, oh, did you do it? And he's like, no. And then he kind of gets out of him that the girl was with him.
But he
recounts the story that he basically just found this watch. Like, the three guys went to the cave, he went to where the parachute was, the watch was laying there, and he took it.
Which, okay,
makes sense. That's a little bit more plausible than a skinny Japanese dude killed three army guys from America for a watch, you know.
Right.
But whatever. So then he's like, well, okay, I'll help you if I can. You know, and then... But he doesn't really... He says that he doesn't want to lose his wife, Yuki, but... There's also that other girl's in and out of his life.
And the girl and his wife has just got pregnant.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like, oh, really? You really had to go and do that? Yeah. And she's like, well, you help too.
Exactly. So he's like, oh, okay, well, they're going to... Now, the doctor's also like, let's go see the cave. Because at this point, the black guy comes out of it. And he's laying in the bed, and all he's doing is screaming insects, 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 screaming insects.
Yeah, he's like out of his mind.
And they're like lunatic, and they're like, oh well, he's a drug addict and lunatic. And the Americans are always like, nope, your guy killed him, and they're going, I don't care what this guy says, he's a drug addict anyway. As soon as the doctor walks out, the army guy runs over and starts slapping him across the face. Where's that plane? Where's that plane? He's beating the heck out of him. Because all he wants is his H-bomb, you know.
And at some point, there's these two guys that are like Russian spies involved in it, too. And they're over here.
They come out of nowhere.
Yeah, they're
involved like the
in
henchmen with the girl.
Right.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll finish this movie up, I promise.
If we can.
We can.
If we can
we'll
get
stumble
straight.
Around for a few minutes, then we'll just talk about the ending, and that'll be it. Yeah. So it'll be easy. We'll be right back.
The Astro Zombies, subhuman electronic transplants that mutilate, torture, and kill in an orgy of blood-splattering horror beyond your imagination. Their creed was to kill, kill, kill. Watch as a deranged scientist transfers beating hearts and throbbing brains from living bodies to create the Astro Zombies. Horror, suspense, and chills tear at your senses as Wendell Corey and John Carradine match wits in the blood-drenched color film The Astro Zombies, coming soon to your local theater. Watch it and die a thousand deaths.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Okay, so now things really start ramping up and turning odd, because this is where we find out, like, they're driving in the one car, and the Russian spies, like you said, just start machine gunning, and they grab the guy.
They grab the black guy.
The black guy. And this is where you find out that blonde that was, like, you know, hitting on that guy and messing around is actually, like...
She's a mad scientist.
She's a mad scientist who's hell-bent on anarchy.
Because like, she, like, hates the world because humans are bad, but insects are good.
Well, yeah, what happens is she sews part of her breast, and there's a concentration camp tattoo on it. And she's, I've seen the evils of man, and the only thing I want to do is make sure everyone dies. And you're like, huh, well, I'm on board with your cause. But I don't know about your management style. Anyway,
yeah.
So she's like puts the guy in the American soldier in a like this cage, and starts releasing these insects she hybrid made that make people insane.
Yeah,
you know. So they start stinging him, and then he's like, well, she's like, "Where is the plane? I don't know."
Because they want the H-bomb.
They want the H-bomb because the communists are there, and then they're like, "Well, don't you care?" And she's like, "No, I just want to hurry up and end this world." And she has a few of those, like, talky-talk evils of man.
Whatever,
yeah. We're used to hearing them. Usually, Dr. Xavier from the new X-Men movie spouts something about the horrors of man or something, you know.
Magneto,
it's always Magneto. It's always a concentration camp. So anyway, so then you're like, so wait, I'm watching, like, a spy movie about Nazis?
Sci-fi, horror, you know.
Yep. And then they kind of recount how the people got murdered at some point right in here, because the guy says, no, they were in the cave, and then the insects came out and started killing them, and I ran and fell off the cliff.
Yeah.
And then the American's like, I don't believe you, because I don't care. I don't care about reality or things. And so then you're like, okay. And then, now help me out here. This is where it gets foggy, because lots of stuff that don't make sense start happening here. So then the boyfriend says, look, my only chance is to escape. So see you later, Yuki. I'll catch up with you when I get out. So he escapes from prison and runs to the girl. Like, he jumps in a boat with his lover, and you're like, well, he was faithful for like 12 minutes while he was in jail.
Yeah, right, because Yuki went to see him in jail, and that was that scene where they, like, where they made make it a break for it, and she kind of, like, broke it up for it.
Yeah, whatever. She helped.
Because they were transporting him to another place or something like that.
And you're like, oh, okay.
So he ends up back at, you know, the redhead's house.
Yeah.
And he's, like, you know, talking to her or whatever. I think at first he was, like, in bed with her.
Yeah. And then
I'm surprised he never saw the tattoo, or he didn't think much about it.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
He probably just thought she was Yakuza.
Yeah. So, like, you know, they're talking or whatever. And then, like, what was it? When they're like, talking, all of a sudden she goes all mad scientist on him.
Yeah, Crazy Town, USA.
And tells her, well, you know, I'm really, like, you know, these guys are the Russians, and I'm really working for them, and we just want to destroy the world because I hate everybody.
And he's like, really, like, wait, now what are we doing here? Like, I thought we were just banging around. No? Oh, that's sad. So then she, like, oh, but we also forgot, while that's happening, the black guy from the army, who's now deranged from the bug stings, is running around shooting his gun in the air and tries to rape the girl. And you're like, well, thanks, because it was about 20 seconds since we saw a woman getting ravaged by this movie. So A-plus on that one.
But he got shot.
Yeah, he got shot by the police and dead. So thank goodness.
And there was another scene that came on, I don't know if it came before this, where the doctor that was called up actually wanted to be tested, the bugs tested on him, so he could see what the hell the effect was. And he went into psychedelic...
This is when I'm thinking of the other movie. This is when the redhead's with the boyfriend. They're doing their thing. Then they flash forward to this group, which is the doctor and Yuki and some other whatever. That's where he does that psychedelic... Where he takes the drugs that he has as his antidote.
Because he made an antidote, yeah.
And then he's like... And he starts talking with these insects of the world... He's in tune with all the insects of the world, and he's having this psychedelic trip out because it's 1968, so why wouldn't you? And that's when he's like, oh, he comes back, and he's like, oh, thank God, I'm back now. They're afraid of humanity, so they're trying to kill us so the world isn't destroyed by nukes. And I think that's when I kind of sat back, and I took a sip of water, and I said... What the heck am I watching here? What is this movie? What are you doing here? Because, I don't know, War of the Insects is more... It's just a war on Yuki, really.
Yeah.
So anyway, now... I forget. Now this.
So now we get back to the scene with there where he's with the redhead in the room, and he's going to escape. And she goes, you better not leave. And he goes, yeah, I'm going to leave. And he runs, and she shoots, but she shoots into the floor. The floor. And then she releases some of the bugs.
Yeah.
And then while the bugs are attacking her, he goes and grabs her and throws her down into the basement where all the bugs are.
The bug pit. And then they all get out and they kill her.
Yeah. Right?
So, yay for that. Now, this is where I don't understand this next part. He runs back to Yuki.
Right.
And he's like, oh, but we got to go back for what? Why are they going back?
I forgot what he went back for, but he goes, we got to go back, but then... When we're done getting whatever it was, you got to leave the island.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of running around for no reason, and the reason they go there is now not the reason they're there anymore. You're like, what are we doing? What?
So they go
it's
back.
It's called padding, I think.
And they get attacked by the insects.
Yep.
And he kind of grabs Yuki and puts her underneath some floorboards, and he covers it up so she doesn't get hurt, and then she gets killed.
Yeah,
during that part.
He kind of gives his life to save her, which was his only one redeeming quality.
Because he was a jerk.
He was a jerk. And this movie has a lot of that. She screams his name like 70 million times. Like throughout this movie, she's like swooning and yelling. Like, remember how I talked about that on one of the other shows where I said some movies kind of, they try to reinforce their names by just saying them over and over and over. That's this movie. So anyway, now the place burns to the ground.
Right.
On this little island. And they're like, okay, well, then they go. Then the doctor goes with another person, and they're like, oh, well, they're all dead. Well, there's that guy's dead. And then they open up the boards, and then Yuki comes up, and she's like, oh, where's George? And then he's like, don't look there. Let's go over here. And then they get on this boat.
George was the other movie.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I keep saying that. I thought they gave an American name, but I guess I was wrong.
Isn't it like Yuyi or something like that? Or
Josie.
Josie, okay.
Josie, that's what it was. Josie. Sorry, everyone. So then, with 3 minutes left, I remember his name.
Yeah.
Now, so they go, now this boat putters up. It's the doctor, his nurse, and I just remembered, and Yuki. And he gets out, and the nurse gets out, and the girl stays in the boat, and no one really notices or says anything. Then the American come up and say, hey, doctor, you're coming with us, because here's my gun. And he's like, oh, okay. So... He's like, you take Yuki and go to safety. And he goes on this plane by gunpoint.
And there's the H-bombs there.
The H-bomb, yeah. And he's like, okay, well, I need you to give me the antidote for the bugs. And he's like, oh, I thought that's what this is about. He's like, yeah, well, also, we're going to nuke that entire area.
Because that's the only way we're going to be able to kill all the bugs.
To kill the bugs. And he's like, wait, what now? And then the nurse, the Yuki gives the nurse the slip and says... Josie said the only way to be safe was be to go out into the ocean. So she just does that. And you're like, what's going on? This is where there's 3 minutes left. And this place is just rattling apart. The Russians are dead. Then they're on this plane, and one of the co-pilots of the plane pulls a gun.
And he says, no, you're not going to nuke this place.
I'm not going to be part of this horror. And shoots the general. And then the general hits the button that launches the nuke. And then the pilot shoots himself in the head. And at this point, I'm like, what am I watching here? And then the bugs attack the plane and kill the plane. And then the nuke goes off and blows up the whole place and radiation fallout.
And then you see Yuki at the end, like right off the island on a little boat. And Yuki's, she's okay.
She's just sitting there like, oh, well, that's weird. The end. And I went,
yeah.
What did I just watch right here? What is this? You know, now maybe the Criterion would have a lot more stuff on it.
Explanation maybe or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It was kind of hastily put together at the end. No, the ending was good.
Yeah.
There was so much meandering around and going back to this place for no reason, and you know, and it, I don't know, it was,
yeah, the ending, it was like you said, it's like, oh, we got, oh wait a minute, we got, it's already an hour and a half, let's end this movie, we got like 3 minutes to end up everything, so let's tie it all up.
Just what,
it was a strange movie.
It was a strange movie. I didn't dislike it. I mean this is actually one I think probably when I'm in a better mood and had a couple beers I should rewatch it to see if it changes, you know.
To be honest with you, we talked about it earlier, I don't know why Criterion picked this movie to be one of their like super duper,
why would you,
but I know that the version we saw was dubbed in English, and I'm sure the one that they put out is a subtitled,
yeah,
because I've seen the subtitled version of,
oh,
it,
have so, you, yeah. Okay. And I mean, I sadly, it just didn't do anything for me. This was one, no, that I was just kind of like, I had high hopes. You know, sometimes you read it's like Cormanized, where you read the title and you're like, this is going to be a wild ride. And you get there and you're like, ho-hum, boredom town, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it was an odd movie. There was a lot of twists and, you know, unexpected weirdness or whatever. But maybe there was too much, you know, too many goofball characters.
That's true. Because if everyone stands out as a weirdo, then no one stands out as a weirdo.
Nobody stands out as a weirdo, you know,
because
yeah.
When the girl turned, I was like, okay, that's fine.
That's interesting.
But then when she turned, and turns out she was an anarchist, and then
she was
in a concentration camp. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's
about?
A little bit too much, you know.
You know, like, just be a weirdo or something.
Yeah, just be
a weirdo.
Just be like a psycho woman or whatever, you know, not like a, yeah, I don't know.
What are you going to give this movie? What do you think about this movie?
I give it a 6, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I'm right there with you. I was going to go 5. But I'll give it a 6 just because of the ending. You know, I love me a good end of the world ending, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's one of those movies where I think that you should watch it for yourself if for a description interests you and you make up your own mind.
Yeah, I guess so.
It wasn't like one of those where it's like, no, I don't. You know, yeah, give it a shot, you know.
Maybe you don't hate it.
Maybe you'll get something out of it that we didn't.
Yeah. Nah, maybe watch the subtitled version.
Maybe. If you like reading, you know, instead of
yeah,
looking.
But it might mean more.
More explanation.
Yeah, there might be more, because sometimes the dubbing gets a little lazy. Just
sometimes.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, everyone. This has been the Asian Cult Cinema. My name is Mal, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
And we'll see you next week with more B-movie, more Asian Cult Cinema shenanigans.
Yeah, that's the other show.
I think we already picked it. I don't know. We'll be.
Oh, did we pick?
Nah, we'll see. Because they're all out of order now. So, yeah, they're out of order. We're all out of order.
It'll be something really good.
Sure, why not? We'll see you next week, everyone.
Pour it on, Morris. Give it everything she's got.
The answer is to keep it. You'll believe it when you find something screaming across your mind.